Hej och välkommen till Sweezy Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. Vi ska prata svenska nu. Vi ska prata svenska nu. We are going to speak Swedish now. Vi ska prata svenska nu. And first of all today, I would like you to say something in Swedish. And why not take the words a cat? A cat. So, do you know how to say in Swedish a cat? En katt. En katt. Bra. Now, if you would like to say the cat, those are two words in English, but in Swedish it's just one single word, the cat. So, please let me know, how would you say in Swedish the word the cat? Katten. Katten. Very, very good. Bra. Now, would you like to learn another animal? Perhaps we could take a dog. That is a common pet among people. So, to say a dog, you need to learn a new word, I think. So, please say after me. A dog in Swedish is pronounced like this. En hund. En hund. Can you say that? En hund. Very good. Hund. The vowel here is spelled U. And in this case, it's pronounced shortly. So it's hund. Hund. It's not like U. It's more like U. U. A shorter sound. So please, once again, say after me. A dog in Swedish is pronounced like this. En hund. En hund. Very good. And as always, when you learn new vocabulary, new words, like make your own small little clues to memorize the word. So what does the word hund remind you of? Do you have a picture in front of you? Can you think of a dog and like the sound hund in your ears? Like whatever you do to memorize it, make something that is fun or weird or just like helpful to you to remember the word. So, a dog is en hund. Now, as you know, we have been using two words here. We have been saying a cat, which is the word a, and the word cat. So, every time you would like to say a something, or a something, you will use a little word, such as en cat. And if you would like to say a dog, you will use the same word. You will say en hund. So we have en katt or en hund. A cat or a dog. Very good. Now, in the Sweezy podcast, we have been so far talking about this word en to say a cat or a something else. In Swedish, there are two different ways of saying this. Something. So the first and the most common word is en, which you already know. But there is also another word to say the same meaning. And that word is called it. It. Can you say that? It. Super. Superbra. So it also means en. Sorry. I was saying two Swedish words. It also means a or a something. And you will always say en or it if you want to say a something. So in English, we are basically only using the word a, or sometimes we will say an if you have, for instance, an apple. You will have to put the N sound there because apple starts with a vowel. But, well, apart from those exceptions, you have a. In the Swedish language, on the other hand, every single noun, everything, is connected to either the word N in Swedish or the word it in Swedish. So you can basically say that every noun, every object in Swedish is part of one of these two groups, N group or ett group. And that is, I would say, maybe not 100%, but it's like the case for almost every noun. Yeah. So what is interesting or important to know for an English-speaking person? The difference from English is here that you will have to use in or et. You will have to choose which one to use. And if Swedish is new to you, of course, every new noun that you learn, you will have to learn also if this one is called en something or et something. So it's not a complicated thing. It's more like it's something that you have to learn. So what I suggest here is that if you are like, if you are learning Swedish and really studying it or listening and speaking and if you want to learn new words, such as cat, dog, or whatever, I recommend you to try to learn in each and every case, is this word called en something or et something? And there are not more than those two groups, so you will only have to choose between, or sorry, learn one, which of those two groups. If you are a native English speaking person, this is new if you compare it to English. This kind of system is, at least among some other European languages, it's not very unfamiliar. For instance, in Spanish, you will say un, or you'll say una. In French, you will say un or une. And then you also have German, where there are three groups, not only two. But, well, congratulations, we don't have three groups in Swedish. It's only two, at least. Now, what I also want to tell you, sorry for speaking a lot today, but this is a very new thing we are talking about in the podcast. I want to try to make it clear. I would say that if you want to say a cat, which is in Swedish called en katt, and you don't know, so you will like, okay, you will have to make a guess. You'll say 50-50 and you are guessing the wrong one. So you would say et katt, for instance. Let's say that we have that situation. This is not at all a big problem to be understood by people. So that's what I really want to encourage you in. Like, if you don't know, you always have 50-50 and you can say one of the two, en or et, and like that will not be a problem if you want to be understood. Of course, it will not be like perfect grammatically correct, but we will understand what you mean. So please do not let this small thing scare you or so. And what I also want you to know is that, I would say this is something that is very common to talk about early in Swedish courses and languages, and when we teach Swedish for immigrants. But if you look at the language and like the grammar, the structure, the vocabulary, this grammatical thing is not something that is it's not the core of what you want to say. So that's just something I want to say to encourage you. Now, many people ask, it is so difficult to know whether a word is in the N group or the it group. How will I know? And actually, sad news for you, but there is not really any logics in that part of the Swedish language. So what you need to do is just like every time you meet a new noun, you can always try to find out whether it's an N word or an it word. And very often that will be clear because the person who's talking or the text that you are reading will say, for instance, oh, I saw a cat the other day. And then you will hear that they are saying en katt, not it cat. So then you will know that, okay, cat is an N word. It's in the N group. Yeah, so of course, as always, we are going to practice this and try to say some things to make it, well, be incorporated. So to say some words, we can start by repeating the word a dog. A dog. So now we have to think of a. Is that translated into en or et? And then the important word, dog. How do you say that in Swedish? So take your time and say it out loud. How do you say in Swedish the words a dog? En hund. En hund. Bra, very good. So hund is always going to be connected with the word en, not it. So en hund. And then we had the word animal. How would you say in Swedish only that word animal? Because I have not yet told you if it's an en word or an et word. So how would you say only the Swedish word animal? Djur. Djur. Did you remember that after listening to me for many minutes? Very good. Djur. Now djur, now I will tell you that djur is in the ett group. So ett is, djur is connected with the word ett. So then, obviously, how would you say in Swedish the two words an animal? Ett djur. Ett djur. Very good. And the melody is going to be like this. Please sing after me. Ett djur. Ett djur. Very good. So we are not stressing the ett word if we want to point out the information that it's an animal. That's the important thing. So ett, that's a short, small word that will just like be in the flow of your Swedish speaking, just as the word en katt. Very good. Now, finally, I will let you say a whole sentence, and we are then going to repeat the word is. Oh, excuse me. I just realized I don't think it's repetition, really, because I think it's something new for this podcast. Okay, so then we're going to learn something new in the end of this lesson. I would like you to learn the word is. Or are, or am, or whatever. So in English, we have different words to say I am, you are, he, she, it, is, and so on. But that will be one single word in Swedish. Yay! So sometimes Swedish is easier. And that word is pronounced like this. Är, är. Can you say that? Är. Very good. The spelling here is A, with two dots above it, which is its own letter and its own sound in Swedish. It's not an A, it's an Ä. Är. Can you say är? Är. Very good. So, what I would like you to do now is to say, a dog is an animal. Take your time now. And go through it slowly. How would you say in Swedish? A dog is an animal. En hund är ett djur. En hund är ett djur. Can you say it again? En hund är ett djur. A dog is an animal. Very good. So, as you can tell, you can say a dog with the N word. And then you have ett djur, which is an ett word. En or ett. So, every noun in Swedish will be connected to either the word en or ett. And as always, what is most important is not that you know from the beginning which one, but that you are using the language, that you are trying, and if you are talking to someone and you don't know, you can always ask them and they can correct you. So no problem, they can help you out. But I'm really happy that we could, talk about this today. This was a really long lesson, I know, but I hope I could explain it somehow clearly to you. And next time we're going to keep on speaking Swedish. That's going to be fun. So thank you all for today. Tack. And until I see you next time. Ha det bra. Hej då.